1098 Radio West, everything Meriden and the Central Wheat Belt. I'm talking with Trent Geddes, our tech man, who's got all the info on the latest stuff that's just been released at the conference. Good morning, Trent.
Nice to be catching up with you again, Anthony.
I know, it's been about a month, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, give or take.
How do we go with all the stuff that's been released? You've got something exciting for us.
Yeah, there's some nice new releases from the Apple front. They started the conference off in the last few hours to mention that iOS 8.1 has finally been released, which is going to fix a few broken iPhones.
Okay.
They had issues with dropping mobile service and also Touch ID on the iPhone 5Ss for the people that updated to it. So that rollout is going to also fix the camera roll as well, which they took away in the last update. That one is due on Tuesday. And they've also done some updates to the macOS X operating system for those with MacBooks and the iMacs as well.
Now, what about the iPad Air 2 and the iPad Mini 3?
Yeah, they're released today. That was the main reason for the conference. 18% thinner than the first iPad Air, they're saying.
Okay.
And they reckon you can stack two of these iPad Air 2s and iPad Mini 3s on each other, and you'll get the size and shape of the original iPads.
Wow, that's pretty awesome, yeah.
It's quite a reduction in size. They're also adding the gold colour to the range as well, like they have with the telephones.
How do you reckon that's going to go?
I think there'll be a few people taking it up.
The bling bling people.
Yeah, I know at one point in time there was a lot of bling bling people around and they actually had to do, you know, several runs because they sold out quite quickly.
Now, the iMac and Mac Mini as well is being released?
Yeah, they've basically done updates to both of these systems. And they're starting with a middle-range processor as the base unit for the CPU to make things faster. Instead of having 4 gig of RAM as standard, they're going to 8, and they're improving graphics and also the display in all of them. And you can get them in 21.5-inch, 27-inch, and, of course, the one with the Retina-quality display at 27-inch. And also the Mac Mini is the little compact unit which, you know, you bring your own screen, you bring your own keyboard and mouse, and they can be Windows or Mac, and you've got yourself a Mac. Now, that's got a faster processor in it. They're doing better graphics processing and also more energy efficient this time around as well. And they're smaller than a set-top box for your TV even.
Now, when can we expect to see these in the shops?
Pre-orders for the iPad Air and iPad Mini and also the iMacs go on the Apple Store tomorrow morning, and they're going on sale everywhere next Friday.
I'll talk to you again next time something else comes out, which I'm sure won't be very far away, Trent.
Most definitely. There's always tech developments happening around the world.
Thanks very much, mate.
No
1098
worries.
Radio West.